Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Thursday afternoon. I know parents here in the Commonwealth are laser beam focused on getting our kids back in school 5 days a week in person. What most of us who are parents are not aware of is some of the new training that apparently is being mandated for school teachers. To me, it is a very, very troubling story. Daniel Payne is with Just the News, and he has been following this, and he's joining us. Daniel, thank you for being here.
Jeff, always good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, the pleasure is mine. Well, let's just jump right into this. What sort of training is going to be mandated for teachers here in Virginia?
Yeah, so these measures that were recently passed by the House of Delegates and the Senate, and which are likely to be signed by Governor Northam, mandate that teachers who are seeking either licensure or relicensure must be subject to cultural competency training. Now, that's the specific phrase in the legislation. Now, the legislation itself doesn't actually define what that training is going to look like. It's going to be set by education officials at a later date. But all teachers effectively are going to have to undergo whatever that training is going to be, likely in the very near future in the Commonwealth. So it definitely looks to be a pretty notable addition to the already considerable hoops that teachers have to jump through to actually teach in the state.
Okay, so teachers have to receive training that addresses cultural competency, but nobody actually defines what cultural competency is?
Yeah, and that's clearly the legislators in this case are looking to kind of hand a blank check to education officials in the state. And, that term has been, around for a while in pedagogical circles. And, it generally seems to fall on the lines of individuals being able to, kind of communicate with people that that come from different backgrounds or different socioeconomic circles. I think the question that a lot of critics have is how hard is that really to do,
right,
as far as just being able to talk to people. But, certainly the House and the Senate seem to believe that it's worthy of a mandate.
Okay, so is this just related to teachers who are, let me phrase that. Would a math teacher who is saying to you 2 + 2 = 4 or we will solve for X, do they need some sort of special training to communicate that?
Well, it's Jeff, it's been a long time since I've actually been in school. So, maybe things have so radically shifted since then. But, there is a push to have this sort of political philosophy at every level of education and in every subject. As you point out, math is not something that one would think would be subject to this sort of for want of a better word, a political influence. But increasingly activists and the legislators who agree with them are more and more kind of enthralled to this idea that this sort of you know, influence should be, as you said, in math, in science, in areas that you would not have normally expected it to be. So, you know, it's altogether kind of unsurprising that this is a statewide mandate for every teacher.
Tell me a little bit about who it was that carried this legislation, who took up the cause, if you will, in the General Assembly.
Well, you know, it was a broad number of sponsors that you know, supported both bills. And if I recall correctly, it was pretty much straight ticket Democrat. I mean, of course, as you know, Democrats control both houses in the Virginia legislature and the governor's office. So, you know, this is sort of a continuation of how Democrats have been flexing some pretty considerable muscle over the course of the last few sessions, because they can, they you know, they have the numbers to do it. So, you know, this is kind of coming at the tail end of a huge amount of Democratic legislation that they've managed to pass.
Daniel Payne is joining us. Daniel is with Just the News. And I guess, well, I would ask if Ralph Northam is poised to sign it, but he probably is, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what everybody's imagining. There's not really any reason he would have personally to object to it. And, you know, the Democrats in the House and Senate want it. And, you know, there doesn't seem to be much opposition at all from the academic establishment to it, you know. And you know, you could imagine that this might end up as just, you know, a 6-hour training or something that you have to go to, you know, mm-hmm. once every couple of years. It's not something that you would expect folks to put up a huge stink about, especially if they kind of agree with the aims of it, which probably a lot of teachers do.
Yeah, that's a great point. Daniel Payne, who is with justthenews.com, which is a tremendous website. I mean, it's a great source of information, Daniel. I use it all the time. I hope you'll pass that on to the higher-ups over there at justthenews.com. You guys are really doing honest-to-goodness reporting. I'm amazed and thrilled to see it.
Oh, Jeff, thank you so much. We're happy to be doing it. Of course, we cover stuff in Virginia. We cover stuff nationally and internationally. We just launched a subscription service for folks who want an ad-free experience. And we are doing great things there. And we thank you for reading.
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit before I let you go, Daniel. You're actually based here in Richmond, covering really Virginia-based stories primarily, right?
I am in Virginia. Yeah, and I get a Virginia beat, you know, just because, you know, I'm a Virginia boy and, you know, I know the terrain. And I'm eager to jump at that because I, you know, I love this state and I love to cover what's going on. But, you know, my focus, of course, as is the rest of us there, is, you know, regionally and nationally. So we have a nice mixture of both with, you know, covering really dynamic states like Virginia and also national movements. So it's a little of both.
Well, listen, I appreciate you making time for us. I want you to know you've got an open invitation. Whatever it is that you are covering, I'm sure will be of interest to my listeners. So please don't be a stranger.
Well, thanks for having me. I'd love to come back, Jeff. I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, sir. That is Daniel Payne. He is a reporter with justthenews.com, justthenews.com, which is a great website. If you remember, that's John Solomon's operation, and John has been here before. I think John actually is overdue for a visit as well, so hopefully we'll get John back in the not too distant future. But justthenews.com really is an excellent source of information, and I would urge you to check it out. I really would, and especially with Daniel based right here in Richmond. This idea that teachers need some sort of cultural competency is an interesting one. And you know what? This is what's happening in America right now. You know it and I know it. We are changing the way people speak. I'm here to tell you that that's not necessarily a bad thing if we are talking about people being ugly and nasty and offensive. I don't know about you, I try my best not to use profanity, although I usually fail. I definitely try to be respectful. I am forever reminding my sons that you can never go wrong with courtesy or politeness. Sir and ma'am, thank you, you're welcome. They all go a long, long way. But the idea that some things are racist when they clearly are not, that's offensive. We talked about the insanity in California, where they have declared that math is racist. Well, math is math. And you can try and make excuses for people's failures, but who are you hurting there? The ugliest form of bigotry, the most egregious form of racism, I think, grows from low expectations. And the left peddles that all the time. That is their stock in trade. They are forever saying, oh, well, look, your skin color is this, or your gender is that, or this, or... Well, that's why you can't even think about getting ahead. That's why you can't read. That's why you can't count. So we'll make special accommodations for you. We'll give you some extra points over here, some extra points over there. And not to worry, all you got to do is, you know, be reliant on us. I say the hell with that. Oh, I guess I just violated my whole anti-profanity thing, huh? But I do. Go and work hard and achieve things. Equity is an ugly word. Equity says we're all going to wind up at the same place. We don't care. Right? Isn't that what that means? Or is that equality? Well, equality talks about equal opportunities, and then it's up to you to decide what you're able to do. This is the brilliance of the left, by the way. They change terms, they change words, but they don't change them enough to really draw a lot of attention. And so you have a lot of people in the real world say, I don't know, equity, equality, whatever. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.